clearly, speak truthfully, and stand firmly in the face of darkness. Don't just read this book, internalize what it has to say, then share its message with your Christian friends before they are seduced by paganism themselves. We have a faith and a country to save. Charlie Kirk. Introduction. In my last two books, I warned of the deceptive infiltration of woke thought that has broken through the defensive walls of the church, quickly cloaking itself with orthodox appearances to remain relatively unnoticed. That is, until recently, when the true nature of this ideology began to reveal itself with alarming clarity. The encroachment of woke ideology was just the precursor to a more profound and unsettling threat, the resurgence of paganism. The seemingly innocuous rise of social justice and inclusivity movements has laid the groundwork for a full-blown revival of ancient pagan beliefs. What initially appeared as a benign cultural trend is a deliberate and dark movement towards a reawakening of occult practices and ideologies, which at their core are inherently anti-Christian. This book, Pagan Threat: Confronting America's Godless Uprising, aims to shed light on how the ancient and the modern have converged in ways that threaten both the church and the broader fabric of our society. The connection between woke ideology and paganism is not merely a coincidence, but a natural progression. Behind the emphasis on identity politics, intersectionality, and radical inclusivity within wokeism lies centuries-old ancient pagan ideologies. As such, it could be stated that wokeism is not new, but rather the modern fruition of ancient paganism. What has appeared political and secular is spiritual. This, of course, explains the zeal with which wokeism is promoted. Just as the pagans of old were devoted to their gods and rituals, today's woke adherents are fervent in their devotion to the new dogmas of gender identity, critical race theory, and earth worship. It's a religion in all but name, with its own sacred texts, high priests, and rituals of penance and purification. In this emerging neo-pagan cult, culture serves as a form of negative evangelism, demonstrating the consequences of failing to adhere to the left's playbook. What might appear as coerced ideological or political agreement is a type of forced spiritual conversion. Acting as a modern-day inquisition, cancel culture imposes these conversions through public shaming, deplatforming, and societal ostracization. Those who refuse to bow to the idols of this neo-paganistic worldview are excommunicated from the public square, much like heretics of old were cast out from their communities. The zeal with which this ideology is enforced reveals its true nature, not merely as a political movement, but as a spiritual influence seeking to force itself on the very soul of society. Aligning together in this effort are Marxists, radical environmentalists, technocratic scientists, LGBTQ+ activists, so-called racial justice activists, eugenicists, witches, traditional pagans, neo-pagans, and theosophical elites. Together, they have infiltrated major nonprofit organizations, entertainment agencies and studios, research labs, religious institutions, educational centers, and countless government agencies. Through this collective influence, they have successfully transformed the global spiritual consciousness away from Christianity toward a neo-pagan resurgence. In this new world, Christian values have been reduced to archaic bigotry as the new ethic of the religious left establishes itself as the preferred zeitgeist of the reimagined global order, an order where abortion, gender reassignment surgery, and gain-of-function research are offered as sacraments to a modern pantheon made up of deities like Gaia and Isis, along with the apotheosis of a global state and even humanity itself. This emerging ideology elevates these elements to divine status, transforming political and social policies into sacred rites and reshaping the very essence of moral and spiritual discourse. Quite frankly, the church wasn't ready for this. Working under the assumption that paganism was dead, Christians failed to take seriously the incremental reawakening of false ideology and heretical ideas that was taking place before our eyes.